This is why he died for your sins. And this is why God raised him from the dead. And this is why Paul writes and implores us, be reconciled to God by his grace. And then be remaining in his grace. Remain steadfast in your faith. If you trust him, you'll find peace on earth no matter what else is going on. And that is why the angels sang on a hillside outside of Bethlehem so long ago, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Because through Jesus, no matter what is happening on the rest of the earth, there can be peace on earth when you trust in him. But there was no peace on earth for Louis Zamperini back in October of 1949. His life had spiraled out of control. His marriage was on the brink of divorce. He drank too much. His heart was full of torments every night and anger and bitterness that could not be quenched. Hillebrand tells the story about Louis's wife, Cynthia, who, before she gave up and finally filed for divorce, kept trying one last thing. She kept pestering him to attend a local religious gathering that had begun to garner some attention. A previously unknown preacher from North Carolina named Billy Graham was holding services in a circus-like tent in downtown Los Angeles that seated several thousands, and the crowds were growing every night. Cynthia saw it as her only hope, and so she begged, harangued Louis to attend with her, and finally Louis agreed to go with one caveat. When Graham said every head bowed and every eye closed, they were leaving. Graham shared the gospel. He spoke of a God that night who loved the world even in a war of conflict, in a world of war. God was still in control, and he had come in Jesus to bring peace on earth. And when the time came, per Graham's custom, he asked people to bow their heads and close their eyes and to come forward and make public their decision to follow Jesus. Hillebrand writes, Louis shone with sweat. He felt accused, cornered, pressed by a frantic urge to flee. As Graham asked for heads to bow and eyes to close, Louis stood abruptly and rushed for the street, towing Cynthia behind him. Louis brushed past the congregants in his row, charging for the exit. His mind was tumbling. He felt enraged, violent, on the edge of explosion. He wanted to hit someone. As he reached the aisle, he stopped. Cynthia, the rows of bowed heads, the sawdust underfoot, the tent around him all disappeared. And a memory long beaten back was upon him. He was on the raft. There were his fellow soldiers stuck in the raft with him, endless ocean stretching away in every direction, the sun lying over them, the cunning bodies of sharks waiting, circling. He was a body on a raft dying of thirst. And he felt words whisper from his swollen lips. It was a promise thrown at heaven, a promise he had not kept, a promise he had allowed himself to forget until just this instant. If you save me, I will serve you forever. And then standing under a circus tent on a clear night in downtown Los Angeles, Louis felt rain falling on his face. It was the last flashback he would ever have. He let go of Cynthia and turned toward Graham, and he began walking. This is it, Graham said. God has spoken to you. You need to come. And that night, Zamperini came and he said a sinner's prayer, asking Jesus into his heart as his Savior. Cynthia kept her eyes on Louis all the way home. Hillebrand writes, when they entered the apartment, Louis went straight for his cachet of liquor. It was the time of night when the need usually took hold of him, but for the first time in years, he had no desire to drink. He carried the bottles to the kitchen sink, opened them, and poured their contents down the drain. He hurried through the apartment, gathering packs of cigarettes, a secret stash of girly magazines, everything that was part of his ruined years, and he heaved them all down the trash chute. In the morning, he woke feeling cleansed. For the first time in 5 years, his war tormentors hadn't come into his dreams. They never would again. He dug out the Bible that had been issued to him by the Air Corps and mailed home to his mother when they believed he was dead. He walked a few blocks to a park where he and Cynthia had gone in better days and where Cynthia had gone alone when he'd been on his benders. He found a spot under a tree, sat down, and he began reading. Resting in the shade and the stillness, Louis felt peace. In a single silent moment, his rage, his fear, his humiliation, and helplessness had fallen away. That morning, he knew he was a new creation. Softly, he wept. Peace on earth had come to Louis Zamperini. Zamperini had come home from World War II 5 years before, but it was that night when he trusted Jesus as his Savior that he finally came home. The peace in the Pacific had been won years ago, but that night the peace came to his heart. You're not home until you know what it means to be forgiven.